Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. That's right, it's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm your host and empowerment coach, Marvin Rohn, and today we will talk about the process of empowerment, the tools of empowerment, and the butterfly effect. You won't want to miss this show, it's pretty good. But as always, you know how we do. We start with the empowerment pledge. And that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. And if you can take the time every day just for a few minutes to begin the process of working on yourself, and that starts with an idea. It starts with a covenant agreement and a commitment to say, I will work on myself today and every day. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts and my pains. What is it that's holding you back? What is it that's stopping you from becoming the best person that you can be? If you can look at yourself today and say, I will begin the process of doing the work, of working on myself. I will examine my issues, my concerns, my hurts, my pains, my feelings, my frustration, my anxiety, whatever it is that's holding you back, and begin to work it out. Can you begin the process today of working it out, working on yourself? Changing your mind, changing your thoughts, thinking your way through the process of working on you. And it is a daily process of just simply trying to work on yourself. I will work on myself. I will acknowledge growth within myself, because every day I'm doing the work of working on myself. And if you could just get that part, if you can just begin to simply try every day to do something to improve yourself, to do something to work on your mindset, to do something to change and grow, to do something to work on that thing, that one thing that you know you need to work on and change, that can make your whole life better. This process, again, is a daily process. It's a daily process of looking at yourself, looking at your ways, and becoming better. And you can't beat that. You can't beat change. You can't be working on yourself. This world is changing every day, so why don't you change right along with it for the good? Usually we make a lot of changes, but we don't make changes for the better. And I'm asking you today to make that change for the better today by simply trying to work on yourself today and every day. And that's the empowerment pledge. Just begin to work on yourself. Work on those things you know you need to work on and change. Now, the process of empowerment, it's pretty simple, and it begins with establishing a personal goal. Can you today establish a personal goal that you want to work on? And all you have to do is be sure that you really want to work on this goal. All you have to do is become confident and believe that you can accomplish it, and it's already done. The process of empowerment says that you want to establish a goal that you want to focus on and complete that goal, achieve that goal. Because it's already done. All you have to do is simply try, get into the process, and then work on yourself every day. You have to be really certain that you want to do this, and you can. Then make a covenant agreement, that binding, unbreakable agreement that you make with yourself, and follow that up with a commitment to making sure that you do all the things that you know you need to do to achieve your goal. Put forth effort every day. And then establish quiet periods where you begin to listen and focus. Shut the outside world down for a few minutes. Manage your ego. And then begin to utilize those tools. And the tool, as always, that we practice in the beginning, there are three basic tools: gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. And if you can do that, put yourself in a position to practice gratitude every day. Practice becoming humble. Practice working on yourself, creating the balance that you need, developing the focus that you need to stay on task, developing that faith and confidence in yourself, and you have it. It's as simple as that. Now, it's not easy, because nothing is, but it's worth it. It's worth it to you. Surround yourself with positive people that continue to support you and encourage you, not tear you down, but build you up. And lastly, begin to love yourself more and more each day. And that is it. That's the process. And that's the process that I share. That's the process that I teach. And that's the process that I practice every day, using those tools of empowerment, utilizing the process of empowerment, and practicing every day, just simply trying to work on yourself. And that is what the empowerment work is all about. Can you try today? Can you simply try to work on yourself to become the best person that you can be today and every day? And it is a process of just looking at yourself, making a commitment today to begin working on yourself. What I want to talk to you about today is personal transformation. And in this process of empowerment, there is a transformation that goes on. And what I want you to do today is just take a minute to listen and then think about transformation. And there's a process of transforming from one state of mind, from one state of being to another. And a perfect example that I saw the other day as I took a walk during my quiet period in nature out there experiencing just life. And sometimes you got to separate yourself from TV and the radio and all the things that's going on in the material world and just see what nature's all about. So I'm walking. I see this caterpillar, and the caterpillar is just crawling around, and something struck me to say, this caterpillar that's crawling on its belly, crawling on the ground, not really on the belly, but, you know, it's crawling on the ground and it's finding its way, walks the earth as a small being, and it finds a way to become. Now, this caterpillar does not know the process that it's going to go through, but it's still serving its purpose. Now, it does not know that within itself and within its genetics and within the creation process, it is going to transform itself. It already knows, but it doesn't consciously know the task ahead. And the task ahead for this caterpillar is to find a way to transform itself into something else. It recognizes what it is, but it doesn't know what it's going to become. And I'm saying this to you today within the sound of my voice. You do not know what you will become. In your life process, you don't know that you have the ability to transform your life. And this personal transformation calls for a few things. So let's look at the caterpillar as it goes through the process. As it begins to grow, it gets to a point where it begins to cocoon itself. What it does is it isolates itself from all other things, and it wraps itself up and it buries itself, so to speak, or it mummifies itself and it cuts itself off to go through another transformation. It kills itself. It has to die to be born again. It has to die of itself as a caterpillar to become a beautiful butterfly. And this transformation process, it does it on its own. Now, how does it know to cocoon itself? Think about that for a moment. It is in a process that it knows it must do something. It knows it's here for some purpose, and it lives that purpose out. And as it closes itself off, it's isolated. It's all wrapped up. And then within a process, an unseen process, a process that requires it to separate itself to become more. It requires it not to stay a caterpillar all of its life. That's not its purpose. Its purpose is to do the work. And it has to do the work of creating the cocoon that it transforms itself in, but it is doing the work itself. It's doing the work of working on itself. And you, my friend, have to do the work of transforming yourself. Think about the process that this caterpillar has to go through as it cocoons itself, as it travels to a point or to a destination where it then closes itself off and practices becoming something special. And as it begins to emerge as a beautiful butterfly, it has transformed itself. It has gone from one state of being to another. And then it begins the job of pollinating other things, that and then gives life to other things. It continues to give life. It's a life-giving transformation process right in front of our eyes that continues to happen. Can you transform yourself today? Can you begin the process of working on yourself? You begin as the caterpillar. Then you begin to do the work of isolating and securing your old self, wrapping your old self up, wrapping up your old ways, cocooning those old ways and those old habits and those old ways of thinking. And as you cocoon those old thoughts and those old ways, those grounded ways, if you practice every day and you work on your mindset and you work on yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you will begin to transform. And once you emerge as a beautiful butterfly, able to soar to heights unimaginable by the caterpillar, it takes on a whole new world, a whole new way of experiencing life, from crawling on the ground to flying to doing its job. It does its job at every stage. It does its job to prepare, and it does the work of working on itself to cocoon itself, and then it begins to emerge. It begins to fly. Can you begin to fly today? Can you begin to change your life today? Can you begin the transformation process today? Process of working on yourself, of going through the change, going through the process of simply trying to become the butterfly that you are. It's a process of working on yourself. We all have things that we're here to do. The caterpillar had to become the butterfly, but it had to kill itself, so to speak. It had to remove its old ways in order for it to fly. Now, it's still the reality of a caterpillar, but it is now a beautiful butterfly, able to soar to heights unimaginable. And as we continue to work on ourselves, and as we continue the process of empowerment, I encourage you today to begin to do the work transforming your life, transforming your thoughts, and getting to doing the work of working on yourself. Practice becoming. Take a look at the butterfly effect, how one little lonely caterpillar did the job of becoming a butterfly. I challenge you today, simply try. Just simply try to work on doing what it is that you were born to do. Caterpillar was born to become a butterfly, but it had some work to do. This has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation, transformation, and personal empowerment. This is for you. I'm Marvin Ron Jones on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have excellent empowerment programs for you. All you have to do is simply try. You can read, you can listen, you can grow, and you can change. Transformation begins with you acknowledging who and what you are. You're here for a purpose. Find your purpose. Love on yourself. Become the best person that you can be today and every day. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. I think